Shalom and welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh. St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed people on earth. For unto us a child is born, unto us the Son, Yahweh, is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6.
I just like to testify to you this morning that Yahweh is God. And besides Yahweh, there is no God. I just like to testify to you today that the great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, the only true and living God, Yahweh, has sent his son, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, to you and me, the so-called black man of America. I just like to testify to you that Yahweh has sent our Savior, who is here to redeem us today. I just like to testify to you that our Savior is not only coming, but he's here. I'd like to testify to you that our Savior is here to deliver us and to bring us into our own land. And he ain't just coming no more, but he's here right now, dwelling among you and I today. And in a few minutes, the very one that I'm talking about, the very one that has you and me dressed in white this morning, the very one who has shook up this city, is here, dwelling with you and me right now, who has caused a controversy in Miami. Is Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has caused a controversy in 100 major cities across America. Is Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who got the United States government upset. Is Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who put all Uncle Toms out of business. Is Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who set all black leaders down. Is Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has put the preachers out of business. Is Yahweh our Messiah, who is here to deliver you and me from the hands of the white man. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver us from the brutality of the white man who has treated us evil and afflicted us evil for the past 400 years. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who has come here as a champion for you and me.
And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Blessed be the King.
How do we love our brothers and sisters?
With all our minds, with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds.
What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one mind, one love.
What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action.
We're all for one.
And one for all.
We want for our brothers and sisters.
What we want for ourselves.
What about soup?
If I have a little soup, you may have half my little soup.
And anything else?
And anything else.
What is the duty of a Hebrew man?
To lead in righteousness.
What is the duty of a Hebrew woman?
To follow in righteousness.
And to be returned from the law. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Who is God of gods?
Yahweh.
Who is the King of kings?
Yahweh.
Who is the Lord of lords?
Yahweh.
Who's our president?
Yahweh.
Who's our governor?
Yahweh.
Who's our mayor?
Yahweh.
Who's our leader?
Yahweh.
And who do we follow?
Yahweh.
We let everything that has breath. What color are all his prophets?
Black unto the ground.
What color is Israel?
Black unto the ground.
How many tribes of Israel?
12.
What's the name of the fourth tribe?
Judah.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
To be the ruler.
Who is Judah?
We are.
What did Yahweh choose you to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
If you don't know that,
you can't say that.
Psalms 100.
Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord Yahweh, all ye lands. Serve the Lord Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord Yahweh, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord Yahweh is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise Yahweh!
Moral Behavior continues, Part 7.
I refuse to allow you to make bad judgments in choosing a mate because I make it easy for you by providing both of you with food, clothing, housing, shelter, and protection. So then all you want to do is 1 Timothy, what, 5 and 6? Is deal with pleasure, see? But there's no way in the world that two or three sisters want to live with a broke man. Huh? Walk in. Run over shoes. A pushmobile. 1939, one at that. No job, no money, no hustle. Your sister's too smart for that. You wouldn't go for him. Broke down jailbird. You say, nah. Not going for no nigga like that. Right? If you have any decency about you at all, even though you be dead mentally, you have a little decency, you want something. So you at least be looking for a man that's got a little hustle about him. So he can give you something. Because you've been taught by the white man to go for materialism. If you see a man with one of those brand new Mercedes and a brand new Cadillac and a brand new Lincoln flipping some bills in your face and say, come on, baby. You know, you can try to play funny, but you're going. That's what you've been looking for. You try to lie to your sister. Well, I don't go for a man just for his money. You just lying. The white man taught you Cinderella from the beginning. You've been wanting to be Cinderella all your life. The white man has taught you badness. A sister drive up on this lot in a Cadillac, got some rings on her fingers, some diamonds, huh? And got some long money in her pocketbook, dressed fine, leather pocketbook, $200 shoes on her feet, leather, huh? And then say she's single. Brothers go nuts. Don't care what she look like. The chick got money, man. She got long money, bruh. How many know I'm right? All of that's bad. All of that is badness. Brothers want to be a gigolo. Sisters want to be a mistress. Gigolo is a man that wants women to take care of him. In the dead world, they call him a pimp. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but that boils down to it. And if you're not in the street, they call you sophisticated hoe. Or they call them high class hoe. Or some call them mistress. Some call them married. Who teaches this? I dare you to turn on the TV and watch as the world burns. I mean turns, excuse me. General Hospital. Days of my life. Who was Barbara with yesterday? She made me sick. She's just after everybody. I mean, just like this is, well, I guess it is real. I start saying like it's real. I guess it is. That's why everybody watch it, because it's going on in the neighborhood. Who's teaching all this badness? Women can't get their housework done. Child, you got to hang up now. My story is coming on. Talk to you later, honey, and hang up. Bip. Go and learn goodness. The whole program, the whole soap opera is immoral behavior. They go from house to house pouring drinks. From club scene to club scene, pouring drinks and smoking cigarettes. From dinner date to dinner date with this husband, boyfriend's husband's, girlfriend's, sister's husband. Pouring up liquor, smoking cigarettes, ducking out the place because somebody's catching them. Somebody's been divorced, about to be divorced, in court, stealing from the corporation. You gotta go watch JR Dallas. The white man has before you 24 hours, goodness or badness?
Yes.
Badness. And you think you're smart with a head full of badness. No wonder Yahweh said, my people are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have none understanding. Where is that? Let's take a look. No wonder Yahweh knew this was going to happen. Now can you understand why we wise to do evil? We're not taught anything else. The smarter you are, the wiser you are in evil. Jeremiah 4:22. Read.
For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge.
No knowledge. That means 90% or zero? We have been taught by the white man zero good knowledge. Matthew 11:29 says, take yoke upon you and learn of me, This book, why do you have to learn of me? Right here in verse 22, it says, you have not known me. Because you have not known me. So I'm here teaching you about me. Yahweh. Teaching you about Yahweh ben Yahweh. You see the value of needing to learn Yahweh ben Yahweh? Because you have not known me. You have not known goodness. You have not known good knowledge. So you are a prey and snared in holes. Let's go to Jeremiah 42. Isaiah 42, 22. Yeah, that's right. Isaiah 42, 22. Read.
But this is a people robbed and spoiled.
Why are people and nations able to rob and spoil us? Because we are immoral. We have no knowledge of goodness. All nations of people can rob and spoil us because you have not known Yahweh ben Yahweh. All the nations and people, and even your own people, can rob you because you are only wise to do evil. Therefore, you are unable to make a judgment between good and evil because you only know evil. That's why we are robbed and spoiled. Read.
They are all of them snared in holes.
All. We are snared, caught, trapped, thrown in holes, even prisons. Hole is beneath everything else, beneath all other people. We are snared and trapped and used as a prey, a fool and a tool, because we can't make a good judgment. If you take in the knowledge I'm teaching you, if you like it, you can eventually learn to make a good judgment. You'll be able to perceive between good and evil. It won't be words. It won't be something that your lips say. You will actually understand from within your heart, your mind, and your soul. And you will begin to treasure the value of your soul because you don't know how precious your soul is in the sight of Yahweh. And until you learn that, you are subject to seek suicidal methods of destroying yourself in certain ways because you don't know any better. Read.
And they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey.
See, you are created, made, I shouldn't use created, you are made a Negro. Drop the G, Negro. Meaning a dead people. So that the nations could use you for a prey. All they had to teach you was what? Immoral behavior. And every law you break throws you in jail. See, you get hidden in prison houses. Who gets paid when you go to jail? The bondsman? The lawyer, the judge, the jailer, the farmer, when you farm his land. It's an economy set up in the prison system. It's owned by white people who make a profit from you being in jail. The guards. It's a whole system of getting rich off you being in jail. You work making license tags, but you don't own any money in the license tag corporation. For a prey. Why? How is this accomplished? Teaching you immoral behavior. How many see it clearly tonight? This is what is being taught here. Moral behavior in Yahweh University. This is the class every night now. All of our lives we've been taught immoral behavior. In every aspect of our lives, immoral behavior. So now we have to take a yoke upon us yoke, take the burden upon ourselves now. Now we don't have a choice. We got to burden ourselves down with this. We got to just, well, Yahweh ben Yahweh, I see you have taken a yoke upon yourself and learned of Yahweh. So now you're telling us that's what we must do. Take your yoke upon us now. Right. You got to just take this burden on your own shoulders now and say, I'm going to make myself be Mara. I'm just going to take myself out of this prison hole. I'm going to take myself out of the hole. I'm going to stop being a prey. I'm going to stop letting the enemy use me and destroy me. I'm going to make myself moral. Hey, Yahweh. I actually believe you here can see what I'm saying. And I use the word see with understanding. I believe you understand. Now, if you understand and like this and want to be free. See, the truth is a part of the definition of moral, morality. And Yahweh said in John 8:32, you shall know moral behavior. You shall know morality. And morality will open up your prison house. Praise Yahweh. See, for a long time we've been saying, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You just as well be grunting like a gorilla if you don't know what the truth is. You won't be free by saying, that won't make you free. John 8:32, that won't make you free. See, I ask you a very smart question in lesson 1 and 2. All the way from the beginning. What truth? I say you should ask a few questions about truth. Who will bring this truth? How will you know if it is the truth? What truth? Will truth set you free from birth, death, old age, sickness, disease? Read it. It's in lesson 1 and 2. Learn to ask what truth. Now you know. Moral. Morality. Praise Yahweh. See, the knowledge of Yahweh will make a difference in your life. Yahweh. Yes, he will make a difference in your life. Learning of me, Yahweh, will make a difference in your life. Yes, he will. Oh, it's wonderful to wake up and see this. What a blessing. Judgment. Say, this is judgment day. Well, we've been unable to make a judgment. Why can't we make a right judgment? We've only been taught immorality, badness. So So when a good teacher comes, those that are immoral try to assassinate the good shepherd's character so that they can try to reduce him in the minds of others to their level of badness. That's why people try to attack my character. All I teach is morality. All I teach is goodness. All I teach is truth. So for what of these good works do they seek to destroy my character? That's what I teach. I teach you perfection and salvation. It's up to you to grab it. Since they love immorality, they love an immoral character. Character is a part of morality. So to try to pull you away or entice you away from salvation. See, if as I establish a moral people in the midst of an immoral nation, we stand out like light over darkness. We become the light shining in darkness. And the more of you that come to me, the greater my light shines. The greater is my light. So I'm a great light shining in darkness of immorality. So those that have been walking in darkness of immorality are now seeing a great light of morality. Praise Yahweh. So as we become moral, those sitting in darkness automatically migrate toward our light. Because you can do an experiment, put a plant in a dark cellar, and wherever you let some light shine in, the plant heads toward that light. Try it. So my enemies, black or white, who are immoral, try to shut off my light from the plants, my people, whom they know will automatically come toward me if they can see me. So they attempt to make me like them, so my people will say, well, I don't need to go over there, because that's not no real light shining. See, but as we come to Yahweh and we become moral, then the light be diffused all around, and they don't have to just wait to see me. They see me in you. You become a little light wherever you go. Now you can see why these classes in Yahweh University is going to cut my work short and save your lives and cause us to be able to leave America soon.
Please turn to side two for part two on moral behavior.
Now you can understand why those that don't want to practice moral behavior around me now, see, it's a new day. You got to be able to adjust to make it in Yahweh's kingdom. See, what I let go by yesterday, I'm not going to let it go by today. I'm just changing in your face, and you're going to have to change or be wiped out. Praise Yahweh. You said you going where I go. You said wheresoever the lamb go, I'm going. So see, I'm putting the butter plate down, heading for moral behavior. So you're going to have to put your butter plate down now and head for moral behavior with me. We just going to practice moral behavior now. That's it. Praise Yahweh. I'm going to help you leave out anyway. Praise Yahweh. If you don't want to be moral, living where I live, I'll send you a little further away, you know, over to other locations. I'm telling you openly, up front, I'm just going to be moral from now. We're not going home immoral. I'm God growing up to be the mighty God in your face, to be mighty moral. I'm going to be mighty moral. And you're going to have to be mighty moral with me. You say you're going where I go, then you got to come on up too. Praise Yahweh. See, moral teachings will give you a conscience. Conscience is your ability to judge and discern between right and wrong. And your desire to do right when wrong comes up before you will cause you to say, no, no. I can't do this because this is my destruction and I don't want to be destroyed. I'm choosing good. I'm choosing right. I choose to be upright. I choose to be excellent. I choose to be just. I choose to be good. I choose to be of a good nature, strong character. I choose to be wonderful. Praise Yahweh. See, the war that I'm fighting is a spiritual war. I don't need a gun to destroy the white man. All we need is what? Morality. He is fruit dealing. Praise Yahweh. How many are tired of the white man? Then you are tired of immorality. Show me. See, you can't show me by getting a gun. You can shoot a cracker and still be immoral yourself. Shoot your immoral behavior to death. Kill all your immoral thoughts in your mind. And watch this righteous nation flourish. Hey, John.
Yes, wasn't it moral? It was moral that gave us the word judgment. We didn't go over the judgment yet, but we did before. Okay, then last line, let's go back to your definition of moral.
Moral.
Turn it down just a fraction, you're going to get feedback. Good.
Moral. Of or concerned with the judgment of the goodness or badness of human action and character.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm sure you all like the way I present the class. We could read words, but if we don't stop to analyze those words, we miss the point. Now, the way in which I have conducted the class for the first three nights is not the exact way that I want you to conduct the class with yourself, or if I'm not present. There are going to be occasions when I am not present. You will hear you'll hear a cassette tape from maybe 1981 or 80 that you have never heard for an hour of it. Even if it's a video, we'll show it for an hour, make sure it's copied off on cassette too. And that will bring you up to date on knowledge you have never been taught. For the few of you, or for the many of you that have seen it, it's been 4 years since you have. Therefore, it will be a refresher. And you'll get the shock of your life as a refresher because of the level I have raised you. You will see, hear, and understand what you never saw, heard, or understood before. Now that's real. So, regardless, even a 79 or 80, if you can find such a tape, will be a brand new adventure because of the level I'm raising you up. If you heard it then, praise Yahweh. We're supposed to apply each word to Yahweh ben Yahweh. Use it in a sentence, and I have not done that in the last 3 days. Simply because I'm the one teaching, and you can see me, and hopefully you were focusing on me. But just in case you were not, I think I had better stop and make certain you are focusing on the divine mind of Yahweh ben Yahweh. Okay? Now, repeat that definition again, and let's use it the way we ought to study.
Moral, of or concerned with the judgment of the goodness or badness of human action and character.
All right. You can just push the mic back a little bit. It's a little extra loud tonight. Yeah. Yahweh ben Yahweh is moral. He is the essence of morality. He deals with the good or the bad actions. He has knowledge of both good and bad, and is teaching us how to discern between goodness and badness so that we will have the right actions. Then all of our actions will be right. Yahweh ben Yahweh is making clear to us that if we follow the immoral path, the white man rules over us. He not only rules over us, but we saw last night, he profits from our immorality. He is so immoral that he deliberately teaches us immorality from childhood so that he can capture us as a prey, as we found in Jeremiah 4:22. And profit from us, make money, get rich, get wealthy from our immorality. So we have to learn that being moral is all about right action. When you take the right action, it makes our enemies helpless. So Yahweh ben Yahweh is destroying our enemies from before our face, simply by first writing morally, secondly teaching us to follow the good path, the moral path, and let our actions all be good. But we must learn how to discern and distinguish between goodness and badness. We should know all about badness. That's all we've ever known. But coming to the point to understand what's good is what this class is all about. And this class is our nature. All right. Give me the definition once again.
Moral. Of or concerned with the judgment of the goodness or badness of human action.
Of human action. Judgment of the goodness or badness of human. It's all about being human. Now, let your mind go right back to the scriptures, and you will discover that the nations of the earth are referred to as beasts. Daniel 7:17. Daniel 7:17, correct? Read.
These great beasts, which are four, are four kings, which shall rise out of the earth.
Praise Yahweh. The rulers are sometimes referred to as beasts. So all of his kinfolk, relatives, and subjects, and government is what? Beasts. So if you're a beast, are you human? There is a distinction between being human and being a beast. Now, we've all seen cattle and animals and wolves and so forth. All of these are referred to as beasts, some referred to as brute beasts. Well, surely you can tell the difference between a beast and a human. Not in looks, in actions. How does a dog act? See? He's an animal, he's a beast. How does he act? Civilized? Or does he act like something you want to act like? Does a dog act like anything you'd want your child to be like? What about when he gets ready to eat? All in the dirt. His meat and his bones, you throw it on the ground. Does he demand it to be washed? No. What would happen to you if you went around eating stuff all off the ground? Sick. Does a dog live a long life? Short life. So if you live like the beast, your life will be long? So when it comes to human action, it is wrong, immoral, to imitate a dog. Human action is the opposite of a beast. Do beasts reason, show discernment and judgment, or do they act more or less in accord with their nature? That the nature Yahweh gave them, the limited nature that he gave them. But human beings have the ability to rise high above a dog. What happens when a female bitch is in heat? You ever seen the male dog? Seen all the different kind of things he does? You ever seen how many get in the line? Is that the way of a human? No, it is not. You ever seen a male dog get on the back of another male dog? Is that the way of a human? That gives AIDS, doesn't it? Rock Hudson is gone. Faggot is dead. You know, whoever's a faggot that does that, they're all dead. They're dying. homosexual. They used to say, Nero, you can't hide now, boy. The recompense is being made, paid upon you, and you receive it into yourselves. The evil wickedness of such acts is destroying this devil. So he's showing a homosexual man having another man is just like a dog. So what kind, what is he? Is he a man or a beast?
He's
a beast. Do you think they know it? So we're talking about human action, but yet you have people who look human, who are in fact what?
Beasts.
Thank you for listening to our international broadcast. And now some announcements by Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
I would like to once again thank you for listening. It is time for us to wake up nationwide. It is time for our people to come to Yahweh, return to Yahweh, and join the kingdom of Yahweh. For the end of this white man's world is at our very door. Come to Yahweh while you still have a chance. Run to Yahweh. Fly to Yahweh, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. 2 Timothy 2:15 teaches us to study Yahweh ben Yahweh, which means to research all the facts about Yahweh ben Yahweh, seek to understand the nature of Yahweh ben Yahweh, and then learn how to apply all this information to better our lives individually and our nation Israel as a whole. Also, studying 2 Timothy 2:15 means that we should show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, the mighty God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I invite you to study and do your research. Some of the books and aids that you need in studying Yahweh is the dictionary, encyclopedia, and also go to your libraries and research the word and the name Yahweh. I highly recommend the following books for you to read and study and do research in, and they are the original Black Bible, the King James Version, the way it looked before the white man changed it. Also, You Are Not a Nigger, Yahweh God of God. Also, Let My People Go. Also, the Hebrew Israelite Divine Dietary Law Book. Also, 100 Years of Lynching. And our many pieces of free literature and free catalogs. Now, I would like to make a very exciting announcement, an earth-shaking announcement. I have a brand new book that is going to shake the entire planet Earth up. All nations on the earth are going to be mourning over this book titled Yahweh Judges America. Yes, my brand new book, Yahweh Judges America, every family and all nations must have this book. Also, I would like for you to read The Mighty Black Man, which is highly symbolic with great information for us and our children. Wait, another announcement. I am releasing my second new book, which is for the entire family, titled Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever. In this country, we as a people have never been taught how to count. In my book, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever, I show you as the nation of Israel how we will continue to be prosperous and the ways we will continue to have good success. And remember, it's designed to rule forever. Also, I would like to encourage you to listen daily to the cassette tape lesson. You may take me in the quiet study room or while you are lying down in your bed with the lights out. You can listen to your cassette lesson and let Yahweh ben Yahweh bless your mind and bless your home. Also, you should be playing the music of Yahweh in your home and invite your friends to play the music of Yahweh in their homes, such as we have the world's best-selling underground album on cassette tape titled, for example, Let My People Go by Elder Gideon, and also on another album, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. These two great best-selling tapes you will enjoy highly, and they are musical tapes by Yahweh. Now available is Yahweh's demo tape, which are samples of each album cassette tape you should want to own in your home or play them in your car. Every Hebrew Israelite should own and play Yahweh music. There are 7 tapes you must have. 1, Songs of Zion. 2, Let My People Go. 3, Yahweh Our Messiah, all by Elder Gideon. 4, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. 5, Yahweh God of God by Josiah Ben. Plus 6, Summer Tour Part 1. And 7, Summer Tour Part 2. Also, I would like to invite all of you listening to this broadcast to help wake our people up. Spread the news about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Testify about Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Go out and make 1,000 friends among our people. My dearly beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to write me. Write for more information about Yahweh and the greatest movement in the world today, the Kingdom of Yahweh. Whenever the elder is not answering you locally as you might desire, then feel free to write me here at headquarters in Miami for more information. You may feel free to write me personally anytime you choose here in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. We want you to know that we are now a worldwide movement in 15 countries. People all over the world, in the Caribbean islands, in the northern tip of South America, in Africa, Hawaii, Philippines, Korea. They are receiving our literature and reading about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. And they are also accepting Yahweh as God. In America, we are in over 655 cities. And we have over 5 million people who are reading our free literature and our free newsletters every month all over America. Can you imagine 5 million so-called black people in America reading about Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh every month? This makes Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh the most powerful voice among our people here in the hells of North America. It is very important that you who accept Yahweh as your God and believe on the name Yahweh Ben Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, that you get your name entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. So you need to write me for a Lamb's Letter.